I've got something like that in my life that's an idol. Do you? Do you see what Paul's talking about in Titus 2? We can become so enslaved that we're captive to a shoe even. That's a bad man right there. That's a bad man. Number three bad man is a third bad man that the scriptures speak of is the law. That's a bad man. There are 800 commandments in the Bible. 800. And if we were to live by them and focus our entire lives on fulfilling all the laws of the Old Testament, and we added them all up and we checked them every day and made sure that we're living by them, do you see how you'd be enslaved by these? So Paul says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, he says, do not be burdened by the yoke of slavery. Galatians 5, verse 1. Look it up. The yoke of slavery that Paul's talking about in that entire book is the yoke of the law. Now, that's a bad man right there. Which of those bad men is tying you down? It's got you just tied down that you can't do anything. Yourself, an idol, the law. Now, some of us might not admit still this morning that we're tied down to any of those. I'm free. I'm not tied down. Those things are not major problems. You know, the Stockholm situation really turned in a funny way. Maybe you know this from history, this robbery that happened in 1973. The authorities tear gassed everyone inside. They got the perpetrator out. The hostages also were safe and sound. They were brought out. And it wasn't too long after they were brought out that a trial happened in which they put this robber on the stand, and they got the four hostages to witness against this man. But you know, shockingly, and to everyone's surprise, you know what happened? Those four hostages couldn't say a negative thing about their captor. In fact, it has now become a psychological phenomenon. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome. Ever heard of it? That's based on that incident in 1973. What the Stockholm Syndrome is that someone can become so traumatized that they grow an affinity towards the person that has captured them. To put it simply, they develop a codependent relationship on someone that's caused them great pain and affliction. And here's my thought. Is it possible that we could develop a Stockholm Syndrome to these bad men that I've just described? I should love myself. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's a good thing. But you see how that can capture us? Tie us down? I like the things. I like shoes. I like my career. See how that can tie us down? I love the law. I love, anyone love following the rules? I love doing that. That can tie us down. As we think about a ransom, we also know that if ever a ransom is paid, there's a price for it. Jesus said, again, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life for a ransom for many. Whenever we think of a ransom, there's some sort of price that has to be paid. This text actually answers that question. In verse 38, Jesus says this, "Are you able to drink from the cup that I drink from?" he asked James. And this isn't the only reference that Jesus mentions cup, by the way. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, "Father, remove this cup from me." Cup in this instance is not a positive thing. In fact, cup in the Old Testament is the sign for God's wrath and judgment. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 22, God says this, "I will remove the cup of staggering, the cup of wrath you will no longer drink from." A cup is not a positive thing. It means that someone's receiving God's punishment and his pain. And we know as Christians that Jesus paid the price on the cross with his death. But think about this. Did you know that he was suffering immensely even before getting to the cross? That he was in agony with the price that he would pay before it even happened. Just thinking about it. The Gospels tell us that as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus' sweat was blood. There's a health phenomenon that describes that, hemidosis. What that is when the blood vessels become ruptured that lead to the pores of the skin, and instead of water coming out, blood comes out. And it only happens when there's extreme emotional pain and physical distress. Your Lord Jesus had that, not on the cross, but even thinking about the cross 2 days before it actually happened. Isn't that a wild thought? Jesus paid the price. He paid the price for our sins. He paid the ransom for it.